James, first of all, congratulations and looking forward to a county semi-final.
Yeah, I suppose it's been a long time since Giro have been anywhere near a semi-final now. It's nice to get there, and I suppose beating a team that's has been as successful as our own club on the way, you know, really boosts the confidence.
Yeah, came in here and really got off to a great start, and I suppose that was the intention with that early goal from Keane.
Yeah, great goal by Keane. Now, in fairness, if we had been at ourselves, we probably would have... We had two more goal chances that we didn't score. Myself and Niall Friedel missed them. But no, it was a great start to the game now, and to go in 6 up at half time was a massive boost.
Yeah, and then of course the second goal gave you the cushion again just after St. Julian had come back at you.
Yeah, in fairness now we were very flat coming out of the second half, and it's probably something that we'll have to work on. But Unions, in fairness to them, you know, they didn't go down without a fight. They really came back into it at the start of the second half there and put us under pressure, and Dara's goal, you know, really kind of took us out of the fire there.
Yeah, I suppose you had that cushion at half time, and you maintained it through most of the second half. You always seemed to be able to break up the field and get that vital score.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, defensively we were happy enough with our setup. So, you know, I suppose when we went in 6 up at half time, it was a matter of, you know, just staying in touch. Each time Unions were going to knock over a score, we had to do our best to get another one.
Yeah.
But in fairness, it was a tight game. Like, I know the half time scoreline might have suggested otherwise, but you know, I felt, you know, Unions are a very good, very strong team all round, and it was a serious test for us today.
Yeah, and a good personal tally, I think, is something like 6 points yourself, or maybe 7, I'm not sure, I haven't totted them up yet.
Ah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who kicks them over, as long as they go over, that's the main thing.
Yeah, anyway, came in here, as I said, maybe slight underdogs, but I'm sure, you know, we're all waiting for this Guido team to arrive. Is this the first step?
Ah, listen, now, I suppose you could have said we were underdogs today. Now, we haven't been here in a while. Unions were always thereabouts. So, you know, we'd plenty to prove as well today, and suppose we just look forward now to the draw, and nobody can look any further than the next games, semi-finals.
But to beat a team like St. Julian's, obviously a big boost.
Yeah, listen, it'll pump up morale within the squad, but we know, you know, there's nothing won at this stage of the year, and you know, if you're really, really serious about pushing on to win silverware, you know, you can't be taking anything for granted.